From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Hammer, in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Kai's head was in his hands. The beat he'd been working on for an hour looped again through the studio monitors, a flat and lifeless pulse. Thump, 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 thump. It was technically perfect. Each kick drum hit landed exactly on the grid line, a precise digital soldier in a pointless march. But it was the most boring sound in the known universe. It was the sound of a clock in an empty room, the sound of a headache starting behind the eyes. It was the sound of being completely and utterly stuck.
"It has no anything," Kai groaned, slumping lower in his chair.
A sharp tap-tap-tappity-tap from the doorway made him jump. A short, sturdy figure stood there, head cocked. They were built like a fire plug, solid and compact, with a crest of soft, warm cream feathers that ruffled as they listened. Their dark, piercing eyes were fixed on the speakers, absorbing the rhythm with an intensity that made Kai sit up straight. They wore a simple studio tunic, and from a pocket peeked the edges of a few small patterned cards. This was Hammer. Hammer stepped into the room, their movements quick and sure. They didn't so much walk as peck their way forward, each step a deliberate, rhythmic placement on the floor. They pointed a wingtip at the glowing console where Kai's sad little beat was visualized as four identical blocks of light.
"Your grid is full," Hammer stated. It wasn't a question. "Yeah, but it's dead," Kai said, the frustration bubbling up. "It's just four boring thumps forever."
Hammer gave a single, sharp nod. "There is no weight, no meaning." They tapped a quick rhythm on the edge of the console with a single hard finger. Thump, crack, thump, crack. The simple pattern had more energy and life than anything Kai had made all afternoon. "All your beats are the same," Hammer continued, their voice direct and clear. "You need accent. It is the craft of choosing which beats land heavier, which beats matter." From a pocket in their tunic, Hammer produced a sleek, flat device, the emphasis tracker. They placed it on the console, and a holographic grid shimmered into the air above it, a perfect copy of the one on Kai's screen. It showed four identical bars of light, pulsing with his monotonous beat. "See? All equal," Hammer said. "No story." Then they pulled out a thin, stiff card. It had a simple pattern etched onto it. A thick bar, a thin bar, a thick bar, a thin bar. "Downbeat," Hammer announced, sliding the card into a slot on the tracker. The hologram flickered. The first and third bars of light flared, pulsing brightly, while the second and fourth dimmed to a faint glow. The sound from the speakers transformed instantly.
Boom, thump, boom, thump. Kai blinked. It was the same kick drum, the same tempo, but now it had a purpose. It was a march. It was the sound of a parade, of something moving forward with intention.
"It sounds like my grandpa's marching band music," Kai said.
"An emphasis on beats 1 and 3, Hammer confirmed. "Strong, orderly. It tells you how to walk." They slid the card out. The beat collapsed back into its flat, boring self. Thump, 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 thump. Kai winced. The silence that followed felt better than the beat itself. Hammer produced a second card. This one was the opposite. Thin, thick, thin, thick. "Backbeat," they said, and slotted it in. The hologram shifted again. This time, the second and fourth bars of light blazed. Thump, crack, thump, crack.
Kai shot up in his chair. The sound was electric. It snapped. It had the swagger and bounce of half the songs on his favorite playlist. It was the missing piece. It was everything.
"Whoa," he breathed. "That's it. That's the feel I was trying to get."
"Emphasis on specific beats," Hammer said, their voice even. "Downbeat, backbeat, polyrhythmic emphasis. A simple change in accent changes the entire genre. It tells you how to move."
It felt like a secret key to a locked door had just been placed in his hand. He had been so focused on putting the notes in the right places on the grid, he hadn't realized he also had to tell them which ones were important. Hammer held up a third card. This one was different. It wasn't a simple pattern of bars. It was a complex web of crisscrossing lines in different colors, like a circuit board or a map of a star system. Some rhythms tell more than one story at the same time, Hammer said. Their tone shifted, becoming more serious. This one has roots in West Africa. It is a conversation. They didn't slide this card into the tracker. Instead, they stood straight and began a slow, steady stomp with one foot. Stomp. 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 That is one voice, they said. The anchor. Then, with their hands, they started tapping a rapid, chattering rhythm against their chest. Tuck-a-ticka, tuck-a-ticka, tuck-a-ticka. The two patterns wove around each other. The slow, heavy stomp and the quick, light tapping didn't always line up, but they fit together perfectly, like two gears of different sizes turning in the same machine.
Polyrhythm, Hammer explained. Multiple accent patterns, layered. Each part keeps its own pulse. You find it in jazz, in Afro-Cuban traditions, all over the world. These rhythms belong to people and places. You honor them by listening with your whole body. Kai closed his eyes and listened. It was more than a beat. It was an energy. It was complex and alive and impossible to pin down. He couldn't tap his foot to all of it at once, but he could feel the different parts speaking to each other. Hammer stopped. The sudden silence in the room felt loud. They gestured to the backbeat card still sitting in the tracker. Start there, they said. Find the heart of your song, then listen for the other conversations it wants to have. Kai nodded, his mind buzzing with possibilities. He turned back to his screen, his hands flying over the controls. He grabbed a snare drum sound and dropped it squarely on the second and fourth beats. He left the kick drum on all four beats, but nudged the volume down on one and three, just a little. He took a breath and hit play. Boom, crack, boom, crack. It was alive. It wasn't just a loop anymore. It was a groove. A huge grin spread across Kai's face. He looked up to thank Hammer, but they were already gone. The only sign they had been there was the gentle hum of the emphasis tracker on the console and the echo of a beat that finally had a reason to exist. Kai leaned back, letting the rhythm wash over him. It wasn't just a collection of sounds. It was a series of choices. It was a decision about which beats mattered most. And as the groove rolled on, warm and sure, he felt his shoulders unclench and a slow, proud grin spread across his face. For the first time all afternoon, the beat made him happy.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hammer. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.